like tennis, and it's played with paddles and a ball that resembles a wiffle ball, plastic ball with holes in it.
Okay, so we got a little bit of tennis, we got a little bit of wiffle ball, we got a little bit of ping pong, we got a lot of things put in, but kind of a different dimension on the court, and this means that you can cover a little bit more ground.
That is correct.
You know, yeah, so to speak. Yeah. Now, where did this begin?
So this started in the early 60s in Washington State, mm-hmm. Bainbridge Island, by three guys who were wanting to do something for their kids, and they were bored, and so they found the sport, and they made some wooden paddles, and it just caught on from there, and the sport has really taken off in the last 10 years.
Kent Stroman, you can kind of attest to that. This thing has been picking up a lot of speed in a lot of different places.
Well, that's true. You know, I'd never heard of it at all. Until one day my wife came back from a girls' trip in Branson,
uh-huh.
and they had seen some pickleball and played some pickleball there, and so Marva invited me to the court, and I've just never stopped coming back. It's just a blast. It's a great way to meet people, a lot of fun, people of varying skill levels, and a very welcoming and enjoyable community.
It seems to be, because everyone I've spoken to who's ever played here in town absolutely love it, even our good friend Levi.
Levi Wolf.
And I'm saying, man, if there's somebody who's going to go out there and have a good time, he would be it. He found the perfect opportunity. Tell us a little bit about the club. Well, what's that all about?
So we have about 125 or so players here in Bartlesville that mm-hmm. play the sport, and we decided to organize this group last year. And for the main purpose of appealing to the city about the need to grow the sport in the community, and we started off that with a proposal to enclose Johnstone Park tennis courts, and that was put on the bond election, and the voters very graciously passed that, and so we're excited to see that happen here sometime in the near future. And the other purpose was we wanted to put together a tournament here in Bartlesville.
Ooh.
And that's going to be happening in about a month, October 16th through the 18th at Hillcrest Country Club. And so far we have about 140 players that have registered from multiple states that are going to come here that weekend, stay and spend here in Bartlesville. So it'll be fun.
Well, thank you guys, because I like it when people come in to town, put their heads in a bed here, and they spend their gasoline money and their hotel money and their food money here. Hey, man, it takes a burden off a lot of us.
That's right.
But, Kent, have you ever played in any of these tournaments? You said your first playing was elsewhere. So have you played in tournaments?
I have played in a couple. In fact, I entered in the upcoming tournament here in Bartlesville. I played, I guess it was weekend before last, at a tournament in Tulsa at Hickey Creek Park, and my role in these tournaments is usually to help other people win, and I'm very good at it.
Ken's a great sport. He's been a good ambassador for the sport.
Well, great.
But I tell you, I got to give kudos to Kumar and the tournament team. You know, attracting 140 players, and we're probably not done yet.
Right.
To the first event is huge. And to be able to bring in nationally rated competitors to do a clinic in advance, they've worked hard. They've attracted a lot of sponsors, making the arrangements, and we're gonna have a fun weekend next month.
That's right.
Now, Kumar, putting this together is no small feat.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and it's a team effort. There's a group of us that got together and started planning this last year, and. And as Kent mentioned, thanks to our sponsors, Arvis Bank is the tournament sponsor, and there are several others that make this happen for us.
I'm kind of excited about this. I'm going to kind of have to come out and take a look at this.
Yeah.
You know, see if I can't, retrain the muscles here, maybe get in a little bit of shape and start playing this game, because it really does sound like a lot of fun. You meet a lot of people, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the best part about the sport is the social aspect of it. That you meet people that are very kind and very generous and fun And the beauty about this sport is, you know, you don't have to have an athletic background to learn pickleball. Anyone can pick up a paddle and learn it, and it's just fun. People of all ages, yeah.
You know, the camaraderie there, it's got to be something else. Now, what's the expectation of the tournament? We're going to do this at Hillcrest. People have access to our hotels and restaurants and everything. Is it going to look like a big party going on out there at Hillcrest? Are we going to have the big banners and everything?
Yeah. It's going to be in the indoor tennis complex at Hillcrest, and we expect on a given day around 90 to 100 players show up inside that complex, and it'll be fun.
Be fun. I hope they bring family members, you know, to kind of cheer them on and enjoy the.
They normally do.
They do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so there are basically four divisions. You've got singles play.
Yeah.
And then.
That's on Friday.
Mixed doubles. Uh-huh. So a man and a woman forming a team. And then there'll be same doubles, men's doubles and women's doubles.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
And it's a 3-day event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Sweet. Now, once again, the dates of this. So
it's October 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Right there in the heart of the good weather. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Plus, it'll be pretty around here. It always is, even prettier still, start to get some fall color out there, and folks can really get a nice little sense of coming to town. That's one thing that really works well. There are a lot of people who say, Bartlesville, I heard of it, you know, okay. And I have to tell them, well, come here, because it takes a visit to kind of appreciate it. First of all, when you tell them how nice of a town we got, they think you're lying.
Yeah, that's right.
And this is going to give reason for folks to come here, visit, spend a little time, and say, hey, you know, might want to come back. Hey, might want to live here. Hey, yeah. I might want to start a business here. That's all good.
Yeah, and one of our partners and sponsors is the Bartlesville Visitors Bureau, and Maria Gus has been fantastic to work with.
She's the best cheerleader you'll ever find, Kumar.
That's right.
I'm just saying. Yeah. She's got a lot of energy.
Yep.
So once again, this is coming up in mid-October. It's going to be at Hillcrest. How do people register? How do they sign up? Do you have a Facebook for...
The entire tournament is going to be run through a web-based software, and you had to go to pickleballtournaments.com and do a search for Bartlesville Tournament, and it'll pop up, and then that's how you register.
Wow, you got that one website that kind of facilitates everybody's tournament.
That's correct. And then that's a tournament website that tournaments all over the country use to run their programs.
Yeah, that gives you a platform where you can register for the event, the various different areas you want to compete in, and pickleball is broken up with a rating system that I don't know. I should know what the bottom rating is, Kumar. What is
1.5? 2.5.
And then all the way up to...
the professionals.
Yeah, the professionals level.
6.0.
But anyhow, you can register with a partner, or if you don't have a partner, you can register and they'll be paired with somebody else who's unmatched.
This is something else. You can go out there and have that competitive spirit, get some good exercise, and just have fun.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good little recipe there.
Yeah.
I like that. So it is the Bartlesville Pickleball Club. How long have you been in existence?
The club itself, about a year.
Okay.
But the players have been playing for anywhere from a year to 10 years.
Now, Kent, how long have you been playing?
Oh, close to four.
Well, then you had to get better. I kid. But this is going to be a lot of fun. It just screams of fun activities. And I can see some side events kind of popping up along the way as this progresses through the years. And here's hoping that we have, first of all, this great initial inaugural event, and maybe we can build on that for years.
Absolutely.
To come.
Absolutely. This is we're hoping this will be the largest pickleball tournament in Northeast Oklahoma, and we're hoping that this will be leapfrogging into bigger and better things for Bartlesville.
Indeed. How big was the one in Tulsa you participated in, Ken?
What do you remember?
Less than 100 players.
Okay.
Yeah. And we've already got that beat by almost half again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you guys just know how to do it. That's all. If people want to know more about the Bartlesville Pickleball Club, How do they access the information?
Well, we are on Facebook, or you can contact either one of us and get the information.
Yeah, but if you search for Bartlesville Pickleball Club on Facebook, it'll pop right up.
It will.
And then, like Kumar was saying, for the tournament, pickleballtournaments.com.
Pickleballtournaments.com.
Okay, that's easy to remember. Yeah. I want to get into some of the equipment. We already talked about the ball. It's kind of like a wiffle ball. Now, the paddle or the racket, what are we talking about? What's it look like, Ken?
Well, the paddle, to me, it looks like an oversized ping pong paddle.
Okay.
It's a solid surface, and there's some pretty tight dimensions that that are required in order for it to be compliant, for example, for a sanctioned tournament.
Gotcha.
This particular tournament is not sanctioned, how many different paddles are available commercially?
There's at least a dozen known name brands available, and their technology on the paddles have leapfrogged over the years from the old wooden paddle to composites and carbon fibers that are used in manufacturing these.
You know, you start a sport, by golly, some of these guys that were really big in science in your class are going to say, hey, I know how to make a buck here. Yeah. There you go. You know,
that's right.
We'll put some pretty fancy names and some different materials here, and we'll make you play like a pro. Yeah. And the next thing you know, they're getting rich, and you're playing better, and you're both happy. That's kind of cool. Yeah,
that's right.
Now, as far as your attire, pretty much similar to tennis attire?
Some similarity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very casual. Yeah. Yeah.
But from an equipment standpoint, you mentioned the paddle.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's a lot of technology wrapped up in the ball.
Yeah.
And in a minute, Kumar's going to tell us about the sponsors that we have for him. But then you've also got a net. And there's a lot of design features that go into the net and the lines and the court and the shoes and the... Uh-huh. And the backpack that pulls it all together, eye protection.
Oh, okay, kind of like a racquetballer's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You don't want to detach your retina while you're having fun. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, even though it's a small plastic ball, if it hits your face, you'll feel it.
Oh, yeah. Man.
For some reason, that last tournament, somebody hit me right in the kisser.
God,
that happens.
That had to hurt.
That happened.
Kumar, we mentioned sponsors. We mentioned a few. Let's do that again just so that they...
Okay, so Arvest Bank is the tournament sponsor. And then I mentioned Bartlesville Visitors Bureau. They're one of the major sponsors.
Uh-huh.
Ken Stroman's company, Stroman and Associates. Myself and our company, Service and Technology Corporation. Schwegman Insurance. Farmers Insurance, Brian Kennedy.
Yep.
American Heritage Bank here locally. Premier Partners out of Tulsa. And Dina Holman, who is one of our top players, female players. From Bartlesville, she's also one of our sponsors.
That's very nice.
And then we have several equipment manufacturers that have donated gift cards and various things like that that come into play as sponsors as well.
Well, that's going to be nice. So the players get a swag bag, is what you're saying?
I'm sorry.
A swag bag.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Players get Pickleball Central, which is one of the major vendors of equipment in the country. They're providing the swag bag, and then Maria is providing supplies to go with that. Bartlesville special goodies. A local doctor, eye doctor, is providing some equipment, and so yeah, it'll be, and there'll be a tournament T-shirt. Actually, a long sleeve shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So for all players who are registered, so it's going to be a nice package that we hand out to all players.
So this is coming up mid-October, the 15th, 16th, 17th, at Hillcrest.
16th, 17th,
18th. Yeah, got it. Okay. Age, boy, I tell you, it's not fun. Anyway, it's going to be at the Hillcrest Country Club, and it's pickleballtournament.com.
Yeah.
Is where you find out where all this is going on. Gentlemen, Kumar, and Kent, thank you very much for spending time with us here on Community Calendar. Thanks for the education. And this is going to be a lot of fun. So you might see me out there a day or two.
Well, we welcome everyone to come and at least spend a few minutes observing the game. It'll be fun.
Yeah, send your sports announcer out.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And Evan!
Yeah. And as Kent mentioned, we have a couple of pros that are coming. Chris from Wichita and Ben from Dallas area coming and doing a clinic on Thursday and Friday evening for those who are interested to learn the sport.
Now, for everybody in town and for all my family members who've been telling me about this sport, I'm going to witness it for the first time, as many will, here in mid-October out there at Hillcrest Country Club. And from the Bartlesville Pickleball Club, Kumar and Kent, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate
it. We've got more coming up right here on K1, the one you trust. And our community connection has been brought to you in part by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors.
Is it time to